Hey, this is Leah sitting in for Julie Ashton, who is breastfeeding orphans in Cambodia on heyjulie@julieland.com. Tonight, we have the clumsy Annetta Schwartz with us.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm excited. I just saw a couple of pictures that I took for your site, and I like them a lot.
If you had two words to describe your experience working with Richard Avery, what would those two words be?
Probably like, I don't know, it wasn't like really pawn, and he's not like too serious, you know how I mean? He's mm-hmm. like easy and like mm-hmm. outgoing, so it wasn't like everything have to be serious and like.
So you felt comfortable shooting and.
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought like, you know, I don't know if I will like fulfill his expectations about the shoot, because like I never did a shoot like that before, like not porn shoot, like, you know, like more like fashion magazine poses or something like mm-hmm. that. And I felt a little nervous because he was like, yeah, it's really not like that and you have to do it like that and it's really easy and but I wasn't sure if I can do it. And then I felt like, oh my god, I hope I didn't do a mistake. Otherwise he will maybe be like, oh my god, why this girl came today to me and like we did that shoot, she's like, yeah.
Yeah, so did you feel it was easier for you to shoot with him as opposed to other shoots or videos that you've done in the adult industry?
Yeah, because he really knows what he's doing, like a lot. I'm usually, it's weird because like I saw his site and I thought I want to do that because his pictures look so cool mm-hmm. and I usually don't like taking pictures on a porn set mm-hmm. It's like annoying to me. I'm saying like, okay, we do it for 10 minutes and then I'm done, I don't want to do it longer.
So mostly you shoot video,
yeah,
and film.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And but I mean sometimes they have to take like pretty girls and that stuff and I hate it because like I think I don't like it because they don't know what they are doing and then they like you have to stand in one pose like for 1 hour that they have finally fixed the lights and that's kind of like, it's not fun.
Yeah, it breaks the mood a little.
Yeah,
when you're trying
exactly.
to be sexy.
Exactly. And you get so tired of it because, like, I think, like, photo shooting is kind of hard because for me mm-hmm. it's hard to stand in one pose. I'm a girl who is, like, moving all the time mm-hmm. and, like, I don't really like to stand still. So I think that's hard. Yeah, and he definitely had everything like perfectly set up and like he was going by the way and like
a real pro.
Yeah, and he told me like yeah, do maybe this kind of pose or this kind of pose, and so it was a help for the first time. And then like by the next shoots we did it was much more easier.
Now how long have you been in this industry?
Since I'm 18.
Okay.
And now I'm 23, so 5 years.
Okay, and what originally motivated you to choose a career in this field?
Because I ever have, like, porn. I have ever, like, watching the magazines. I mean, at my family's house, they didn't really had porn. I come from a small village, and, like, I was lucky.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany. I'm like from a really small village near Mainz. Mm-hmm. It's like by the Rhine.
And you had to seek out the porn. It wasn't in your house.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was like happy if I had see a magazine with like naked couples having sex. And I thought like I want to do that, like because I didn't had experience with boys because I've I'm kind like shy on that way, but I feel like it's so much easier if there's a video camera to do all your fantasies, what you maybe can never do in your private life. Mm. I would never like say to my boyfriend, hey, let's do that and that, what I'm doing in porn.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of things are you filming in porn? Like what was, like describe the last shoot you did. What did the scene involve?
The last shoot was actually my first double anal, and I was like really excited about that because I have really want to try it out.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, in private life, you cannot really try double anal with two guys because, right. Yeah, usually the most of the guys they kind like are new to anal, and then two guys,
right? And much less like them rubbing up next to each other.
And so I was like, I keep telling like people I want to shoot that and I want to shoot that, and they said, yeah, but I don't know, it's like hard to find guys. And then right. Yesterday I finally got a chance to do it.
Now,
and
do you get to interview the guys who are going to be doing you beforehand to make sure that, you know, both of the penises combined isn't going to be too large or like, you know?
Actually, I felt at first, oh my God, okay, maybe it's a little bit too big, because the one guy, he had a pretty big cock and like...
Length or thickness?
Thick.
Okay.
And so I was a little nervous about that, but I know he's really professional and I know he did a lot of double anals in his career, so I trust him.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out really good. Like, I have to say, it felt really good. I usually don't like double... I mean, I like DP, but I don't like double penetration, two cocks in my pussy. I don't like really thick things in my pussy. Mm-hmm. It feels not good. So I was like, maybe it's the same in my ass, but, and yeah, it felt good.
Well, and what did you have to do to prepare for that? To get ready for the scene? Like, did you just walk in that day and you were ready to go? Or did you have to wear a butt plug a week before?
Oh,
or
okay.
Did you have to do anything?
No, because it was pretty spontaneous. Like, the director, he asked me, like, okay, today is with these two guys and we will do a DP. And I said, look, I really, like, want to try a DP, double penetration in my ass. And he was like, okay, if you want to try it, we can try it.
Oh, so he wanted to do it in the pussy and you wanted him to do it in the
exactly.
anus.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah. And so it was kind of like a spontaneous, because I thought, okay, he would probably say no.
Mm-hmm.
But he said yes, and then we just like gave it a try, and it worked out, by the way. So yeah,
great. So from the now, and how old were you when you were seeking out the pornography and looking to explore that side of your sexuality?
I think like, I mean, like, you know, like when you're young, like 12 or something, 12 and then you stay like all night awake, and then you zap to the television, and then there comes some porno in the TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in America, I think there's only soft porn.
Right.
But we had like also like hardcore. And then I thought like, okay, that's kind of like interesting. But I didn't thought with 12, okay, that's what I want to do. That came like pretty late, like maybe like 16, 17 or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. So
yeah.
You were just kind of being a passive passive observer in that.
Yeah.
When did it come? When did you become sexually active? When did that start coming in?
I mean, I had a boyfriend with 17, but we didn't really do a lot because I'm really shy. I didn't want to like, because he was 10 years older. So I thought, okay, he's my first boyfriend. He have to know what to do because he's 10 years older. But of course, he cannot read my mind if I don't tell him,
right.
But I didn't know. And so I never said like, hey, maybe we should do a BJ or something like that. So it was just like,
but did you guys
know,
even have sex?
Pretty late, but then only like all the time in missionary. We never tried.
I'm boring.
I know, it was terrible. And I all the time like thought, oh my God, like why does it in porn look so much better, and when I actually do it, it's so
mm-hmm.
fucked up? Like,
right.
And then I moved to Munich when I was 17 and a half or something. Mm-hmm. And then I moved there and I wrote that ad like every week in the magazine and the newspaper. It was really big, like porn company is looking for girls. And I was like thinking, oh my God, oh my God. And then I called and they said, hey, you have to wait till you're 18. We cannot do something before. And I said, okay. And then like on my 18th birthday, I called them again and said, hey, look, today I'm 18. And they said, okay, come by.
So you really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And at the time, did you want to do it just because you liked the way that watching the pornography made you feel and you thought you could replicate that in working? Or did you know already that that might be a way for you to explore more of your sexuality?
I mean, I was really attracted by porn. Like, it really looked good for me and it looked like the people have a lot of fun and they can do stuff they can't do in private. Mm. And I thought maybe it will be the same for me, that I can make my wishes come true, like that I cannot like tell anybody. And like in porn, you don't have to be ashamed to say, hey, that's what I want to do. Because like if the male talent says, hey, that's too crazy or something, then the director says, hey, what's wrong with you? Aren't you a real man or something like that? So you don't have to feel like ashamed for saying something like that. And like, so I thought like it would probably help me to like to do what I really want. Cool. But I wasn't sure about if it will be like I saw the result. I was thinking maybe there's something else, like, I mean, maybe I will get sick and then that will shock me so much that I will say I don't want to do it anymore. Mm-hmm, or something.
And so then culturally from Germany to America, where do you feel most free to express yourself sexually?
Okay.
Like, do you feel it's more accepted over there? Because, you know, in Europe, you have a lot more hardcore porn on television. Yeah. But then,
Probably it's like that I feel more... in Europe, you can do a lot more things.
Mm-hmm. But like what? Like, what do you mean, things?
For example, like, peeing.
Okay.
Or fisting. Or, stuff like that. Okay. But in America, there's also a lot of stuff that you can do, like bondage or like extremely hardcore beating up sex. So there are good things too. But in America, you get more chances to do it. Like in Europe, we have maybe like 5, 6, 7 good porn companies. And like here in America, you have like over, I don't know, thousands or something.
There's hundreds here.
So so it's like,
so is that what brought you to America, was for work and to just more opportunities? And
it was because like the company where I started, I didn't come along with them anymore, like because I mean, I got to porn to do what I want, like to feel free to get my ideas done. And I mean, I shot for them over 2 years, and like after 2 years, they still did every time the same stuff. And I felt like, okay, that, you know, I can have the same stuff all the time in my private life. I don't need to do porn for that. Mm-hmm. And also, they are not really good with the tests about HIV and that stuff. And
it's not as regulated.
Okay. And not as good as it is in America. So, and I didn't know that in America it is different, but then I met somebody who went to America and he said, hey, you have to go there because like they test like every month, they test on HIV, chlamydia, gonorrhea, mm-hmm. everything. Mm-hmm. And if you're sick, they don't let you shoot. And so that have made me feel really like, okay, I played all the time like with that health risk for nothing, actually, like,
so here, I mean, you could do it and be safe and really,
yeah, yeah.
So what's the wildest fantasy you had growing up that has now since come true that you've been able to bring to fruition?
Okay. Probably, I'm a really submissive kind of girl, so I would never like say in my private life, hey, I want that you like punch me in my face or something, because like, yeah, some people think, they don't understand that, they think something was wrong in my childhood or something, you know. So that's definitely something what I can get here, especially in America.
So did you find a dom that you've been sleeping with that got made all these dreams come true?
Yeah,
and just choked and beat the shit out of you in bed, so you just got off?
I kind of like have a favorite guy in porn. I'm not like he only attracts me in the sexual way, like, because he's really perfect about the sexual thing, but like, I'm not like,
but what are some of the things that he does that makes it perfect for you?
Because he really, like, when you have sex with him and you look in his face, you really think like he goes crazy every second, he will maybe kill you or something like that. Like, in his eyes you can just see like how psycho he is, and like, you're so afraid that he will maybe like go too far, and that's like so cool.
Yeah,
because like some boys, they maybe say, oh yeah, I can do that, I can beat up a girl, like, you know, and they're just like duh. But you can really see that he likes it too, like,
right,
you can see it in his eyes, and that's really great. And like, by him every shoot is different, like, he never does the same stuff, so I'm every time surprised when he like hits me, or like, you know, I think, oh my god, I didn't count on that, now like that he will do that.
Yeah, the spontaneousness, yeah, of it. Okay, yeah. So clearly you're into guys. Do you ever have a persuasion, or do you like girls, or have you ever gotten with girls before?
Yeah, I really like girls. Like, yeah. I definitely have, I'm more critical by girls than by guys, I would guess. But yeah, I really, if a girl is like, I like her, then I can really like fall in love to her. Then I really.
And are you equally as shy with girls as you are with guys, or will you just come on to a girl?
It's different. No, yeah, right? It's
girls.
Yeah, it's strange, but yeah, I mean, like, if I'm attracted to a girl, then I think I'm attracted to a girl who kind like is the same type like me, and then I don't feel so afraid to tell her like what I want that she does or something.
When was the last time you had sex with a girl?
I think ago 3 days.
Oh yeah, 3 days. Yeah, and did you get off?
Yeah, she did pretty good, because I was afraid, because she usually don't does girl scenes, because she says she's too afraid that a girl will crazy to her, like that she will maybe get flushed in the toilet with her face or something.
So
that's why she don't do gaga. But then she did, and I was surprised, because she really have know how to touch a girl. I mean, she's a girl by herself, so she knows how to touch herself,
right.
But I mean, to touch other girl, it's still our thing. And so I was kind of like, oh cool, that scene is actually fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
So what time of day are you most turned on? Like, when do you most want to have sex? In the morning, at night?
I don't know.
As is always?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
No.
Right. No, I don't know. No. There's not really a specific time that I feel.
And, what's one of the craziest places you've ever had sex? Location-wise.
In porn or in private?
In private.
Okay. Probably, I don't know, people will not like that now, and I understand that some people will not like it because, yeah, in a church. But
is it I'm a Catholic like church, Episcopalian?
It was a Catholic, but I wasn't. But I don't want to like I'm not like that. I spit on religions. It's just
the moment. Well, tell us, you were in a church, or how did it come about?
No, actually, I said I want to have sex in a church, and then we just went to a famous church in Germany, which is like, yeah, it's really like, yeah.
Well, where did you do it?
we just.
Not the church, but like where in the church? Like, did you guys just go into the confession booth, or was it in the bathroom?
It's actually like, I don't know the word in English for that. Like, it's a really, really old church, so mm-hmm. people are not anymore allowed to go in it mm-hmm. because it is in memory of a famous person in Germany. Mm-hmm. And so there, you cannot, like, go to the altar or to the banks mm-hmm. because they have a gate mm-hmm. In front of the banks, so we just can go to there, but mm-hmm. it was really hard because like I saw the altar and like, yeah, but that really don't mean that I spit on religions or something, you know.
It sounds really hot. It's yeah, like doing naughty things in the wrong places. It's
exactly
more about the thrill than yeah. it is your opinion of exactly. what that building stands for.
Exactly. Clearly. Exactly.
So did you do it standing up or sitting down?
No, standing up. Yeah.
How long did it last?
Not really long, because he was really horny and like
just came
he was
right
just
away.
Like yeah. He was just like also like so nervous, like, oh my god, every oh my minute god. Can come somebody and like visit the church and take pictures and like so yeah, maybe like 10-15 minutes, something like that. Yeah.
Who do you like working with in this industry?
Brandon Iron, the guy I talked before about, mm-hmm. and Manuel Ferrara, mm-hmm. Who I like else.
And who would you like to work with that you haven't had a chance to work with yet?
I actually worked with the two guys I have ever. Oh. I never worked with, and I think I will never work with Max Hardcore. I would be interested because his movies was the first movies I ever watched. So he really fixed my vision on sexuality. Like, he gave me a lot of influence. So that would be cool if I had ever seen with him, but.
What was it about his work that inspired you? Was it the roughness of the nature of it?
He's American and he shoots in America, but he's still doing the pissing thing. Mm-hmm. And he's really, yeah, really rough.
So you like to pee, huh? Yeah. Do you like to pee on people or get peed on?
Actually, I like it more if somebody pees on me.
What's your favorite place for somebody to pee on you?
My mouth.
Do you spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And the other two guys with that I have ever want to work, I worked with them. But I sure want to work with them again, but they are not anymore in the industry. So, I mean, only as a director. So, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can have sex with them off camera, but not on camera.
And so what are you doing? What are you working on right now? I mean, I know you just shot the double anal. Do you have any jobs lined up in the future that you know of?
I work every day till I leave, and I will leave on the end of September. So I I know some shots which are coming up. One will be like a 12-guy gangbang. That I'm really yeah, excited about, because I never like had sex with so many guys. I did like a lot of blowbangs, mm-hmm. only blowjob, but never gangbang, like sex with
What
so
was
guys.
The most guys you ever did a blowbang on?
I think like 30 or 35.
30?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the movies with that I started in Germany, because they only shoot this kind of movies.
How do you keep your jaw relaxed through all of that? Do you find your jaw gets sore in the middle of any of that?
Jaw?
Like your jaw?
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. The day after, uh-huh. I can really feel like, oh yeah. my God, okay, I did
so
a lot of
So you don't need
work.
To stop in between and do like stretches?
No, like at the moment, I don't feel it. Just on the next day, it's crazy. Hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I was used to it then.
Cool. And do you have a website?
Yeah, it's totallyannette.com.
Totallyannette.com. And how long have you been running this website?
Just 3 months.
Okay, so yeah. It's got all kinds of new cool stuff on there. Do yeah. you do photos, video?
Mostly video.
Video, oh great.
Yeah, yeah.
Great. Okay, everybody. Well, if you want to see more of the shy Annette Schwartz, go to totallyannette.com. Yes?
Yeah.
And thanks for listening, everybody, here at Hey Julie at julieland.com. What more could you ask for?
Thank you.